This weekend saw a major international gathering of undertakers in Listowel. From last Thursday until yesterday, the Selected Independent Funeral Homes European Summer Conference. With me on the line to talk about this, with me in our studio in Tralee, talk about this, Graham Glazier of the Glazier Funeral Homes in Tralee and Listowel, one of only two Irish funeral firms who are members of this organisation. Graham, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gerry.
Tell me about the grouping. This is international funeral undertakers, is that
so
right?
It's an American association, Gerry, and you must be invited to membership, and there's two of us in Ireland that are members, and every few years they ask one of the members to host the summer conference. So my father Pat did it many years ago, and I said we'll do it again, we'll do it properly, and we'll show Kerry off to the lovely people coming from all over the world, and it went really, really well.
What was discussed at the conference?
It's a bit like talking shop for us, really. We had interesting speakers, first of all, and then we had discussions about things. And it is surprising the way that the issues that affect us in Ireland are the same in Germany, Australia, America, and everywhere else. Things like daily running issues, like the religious side of things, the changes with cremation, the prices of graves, with florists, with music, with the various costs involved, trying to maintain a fleet of vehicles, trying to, as like everything else in the world, trying to get qualified people to work with you and to people that are suitable and understanding. And we have wonderful staff, and trying to keep them all happy and interested, and trying to be there for the family and be there to do things in a changing way without changing the traditional Irish ways that things are done.
Is that a balance for all of you? Know whether it's, you know, what happens in America to what happens here in Ireland, what people expect from their undertaker, what is always a very emotional time for families?
Well, people do expect a lot from us, to be honest, and we try to give everything we can for families when they come into us, and we do see, well, these things are great to talk about, what's happening in America, what's happening in Australia, and around Europe. We were the European group of this American association, and you learn from talking to other people. It's not something that you meet every day. You don't talk to your colleagues too often. And we have an Irish association, which is wonderful, and we're past presidents of it. But at the same time, getting an international view gives you more ideas and more options and more thoughts. And I like then bringing those thoughts back to the funeral home on a daily basis in reality, and letting people see the photographs, the flowers, the different things that we do to try and enhance the few days that we're dealing with them.
Yeah. How has that change been there? This American Association obviously has their own way of doing things. I'd imagine cremation much more frequent in the United States, but it's becoming more and more into the Irish funeral, isn't it?
It is, certainly. And like traditionally in Ireland, we have plenty of land for graves generally, and our cost of graves in Kerry is by no means high. And that always gave people in our part of the country especially the option that the cremation side of it or the burial side is similarly priced in what you pay. So we're lucky here to have a choice, whereas in other parts of the world, and particularly in cities, in that cremation is the only option because you just couldn't afford to buy the land to have a grave there. So obviously America and England and anywhere that there's more population cities and that, you'll see more cremation. But about a quarter of our funerals at this stage would be cremations, Gerry.
That many? One quarter?
And we go to Cork Crematorium and Shannon Crematorium weekly, and it works very well, and people are very happy with the service, and it suits them, you know?
Do they react then, Graham, when you tell them how funerals work here in this country?
They're all fascinated. The different people from around the world, and, you know, some of them own their own crematoria. Some of them provide catering in their funeral homes for after the repose in the evening. They do all the catering and cooking themselves. Other people, in talking about it another place, they were saying that a lot of what they see now is that the actual burial or cremation takes place first, and then afterwards on the same day the people go to have their mass or their service or their celebration or gathering after the burial, which is something very unusual to us. It rarely happens here in this country, but you learn and you give options to people then when they come in and ask you, can we do this, can we do that? You say, of course you can do everything. And funnily enough, in other parts of the world, that's what they do.
Yeah, and that's the way it runs. It runs the other way around, effectively. It doesn't end with the cremation or the burial.
They call it a reverse service.
And that's what happens. There was over 100 professionals from the industry in Listowel, Listowel Arms over the weekend. So yes, how did that go?
Our conference was held in Listowel Arms and it went exceptionally well. There were people from America, Australia, Denmark, Holland, Germany, England, Scotland and Ireland there. And we had meetings. The Australian team actually held their annual meeting in the hotel on Thursday evening and we all attended that and it was very interesting to be there. Then on Friday morning and Saturday morning we had very interesting speakers at our part of the meetings, and then the afternoon we had activities and showed off the best of Kerry's, what Kerry has to offer. We were at some went playing golf, some went to Ballybunion for cliff walks and seaweed baths and saunas. Some people went for on Saturday afternoon, we had great fun in John B. Keane's bar. We had pub theatre with Billy and his colleagues, and there was all the international people got a huge laugh out of that. And we used the Writers' Museum and the Lartigue monorail in Listowel also to give them other options and ideas of what they could see locally.
Yeah, yeah, a brilliant location for it, really, to showcase it.
We took over the hotel for the weekend and with more rooms in Cliff House. And it was just that having the whole place to yourself and having everybody there was a colleague and had some story or some chat. And the whole thing just went really well in that it was their colleagues that you might not meet too often once a year, but they settled in and they were, you know, they loved the homeliness of it, and the traditional Irish side. They could walk out the street and go to the shop or go to the church or go to the museum or go to the pubs or whatever they wanted, and it worked really well for that.
Yeah, yeah, that's brilliant. Will they come back again, Graham?
I need to gather some energy before we'll bring them again.
A lot of work
on it. But it's, you know what? Every person that was there was so grateful and so thankful, and the Irish experience really was at its very best this weekend. We had a little bit of rain on Friday afternoon. That was our only issue with it, but we can't do anything about that. The rest of it was just the staff, the people, the warmth of all, everybody where we went just really went so well for everybody.
Brilliant. Well, listen, Graham, thanks for talking to us about it on the programme this morning. Well done again on it.
Thank you.
There you go. That's Graham Glazier there of Glazier Funeral Homes talking about that. Selected independent funeral homes organisation, over 100 professionals from the industry, funeral home directors across the globe, took place in Listowel this weekend from the 4th to the 7th. If you have a view on that and the way those funerals work in different countries as opposed to here, we want to hear from you on the programme.